Good morning. We welcome you all to this very special day for Josh and Andrew and Bryce. This morning, they've chosen the hymns that we will be using in our worship, and also for the meditation, the sermon today, we'll be singing, or they'll be putting on a play called Ragman. And which pretty much expresses our Christian faith. Are there any other announcements for today? Okay. I've got one more. Following worship, then they will be, the confirmands will be in the fellowship hall, and we invite everyone to come there for celebration. And they have also prepared a poster that explains their Christian faith, their journey in the Christian faith, also with the verses that they have chosen, the confirmation verses. Following, well, about 20 after 10 or so, 10:30, we'll see, there'll be a Bible class in the choir room for those who'd like to join with us. The congregation may rise at this time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every time of trouble, who does all things well.
Amen.
Let us come before God, seeking forgiveness and life. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins, and heal our hurts. Bring forth from us a harvest of righteousness, the fruit of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. Your transgressions are forgiven. God's love is healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to new life in Christ.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace of Christ that we have through His forgiveness with one another. Peace be with you. 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 Peace be with you, Jerry. Peace be with you, Mary. Peace be with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. O God of justice and love, you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Please be seated.
Good morning. Our psalm this morning is number 70, the first five verses. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
Those who
Let those who say to me, aha, and gloat over me, turn back because of their shame. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come to me quickly, O God. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not tarry.
Let us rise for the reading of the Gospel.
Alle, 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 alleluia. Alle, alle.
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 25. Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.' The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We invite the children to come forward. Good morning. This morning we're going to talk about prayer and the different ways that we can pray. The different ways that we can, the words that we say or how we're seated. What's one way that we usually pray? Yes. Okay. Hands together before you go to sleep. Do any of you kneel on the floor for your prayers when you go to sleep? Okay. What's another way that we pray? Hands folded. When would you pray like that?
Before meals.
Before meals? Okay. Do you close your eyes or open them? You keep them open, huh? Okay. Sure. If you keep them open or closed, does it make a difference to him? No. Any other ways that we could pray? The way that some people pray is with their hands up. You know, like the song we just sang, Alle, Alleluia? Many times when people sing Alleluia, they raise their hands, their arms to God. You think of another way that we can pray. Do we always need words when we pray? Sometimes we can pray quietly, right? You know, like maybe before you go to bed, you say prayers quietly, or maybe in school, if you're going to be taking a test, and you say a prayer that God would help you on the test. Any other ways? In India,
in church.
In church, okay. In India, country of India, the way they pray is they first when they come into worship, they take their shoes off. So they don't have any shoes on to show that they're being very humble before God. And then they lay on the floor. They lay on the floor with their hands up, you know, and they're, any of you want to try it? Well, actually, they lay on their stomach. Yeah, okay. Now, if you're laying like that, you're basically saying, God, I entrust my whole self to you. Because you're pretty defenseless like that, right? I mean, somebody could step on your back and do most, they'd steal your all your money out of your pocket, whatever. And so you're saying, God, I trust you with everything. Okay. Can you think of any other ways that we pray? What's most important? Ooh, who do you pray to when you pray? God the... And? The Lamb. The Holy Spirit. Jesus. Some of your prayers, you know, dear Jesus. So it's more important who we're praying to than how we're praying, right? Now, there's one other way that we can pray, and that's, and sometimes we do it here too, is that somebody says something, and then you repeat what the person says, right? And let's try that, but how should we do it? Should we do it with our hands folded, our arms raised, laying on the floor? On our, you could even lay on your back for this one if you want. Okay. Everybody pray just how you want to. But I guess I got to say something, right? If I do it silently, you won't know what I'm saying. Okay. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us here today. Thank you for bringing Josh and Andrew and Bryce here today. May your Holy Spirit bless them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So now we have come to the sermon for today, which is the drama Ragman, and the people that will be participating in it. Josh Madsen will be the narrator. Andrew Vanas will be the ragman. Allison Faulkner will be a woman on a stool. Isabel Eckert will be a young girl with a bandage on her head. Bryce Wellington will be a man with one arm. And Joaquin Gomez will be a man sleeping on a floor. The rag man.
The Ragman. I saw a sight so strange and experienced something so amazing that it is hard for me to explain it. If you can give me a few minutes, I'll do my best to describe it to you. Before dawn one Friday morning, I noticed a young man, handsome and strong, walking through the back alleys of the city. He was pulling an old cart filled with clothes both bright and new. As he pulled the cart, he was calling out in a clear, powerful voice, "Rags, rags, new rags for old. I take your tired rags. Rags, new rags for old. I take your tired rags. Rags." The man continued to move through the dim light of early morning, his strong voice echoing from building to building and street to street. "Now this is a curious thing," I thought to myself, for the man stood 6'4", and his arms were like tree limbs, hard and muscular. His eyes flashed with intelligence. What was he doing here, in a city that had no need for such a useless profession? Who recycled rags anymore? Could he find no better job than this, to be a ragman in the heart of a city? Driven by my curiosity, I followed him, and I wasn't disappointed. Soon the ragman saw a woman sitting on the porch of a small house. She was crying into a handkerchief, racked with sobs as she shed a thousand tears. Her body language said it all, as she seemed folded in on herself, shoulders down, back slumped forward, knees and elbows making a sad X. She had no hope. Her heart was breaking. Her body may have been alive, but her soul wanted to die. The ragman stopped his cart. Quietly, he walked over to the woman, stepping around empty cans and old newspapers, dead toys and broken furniture. "Give me a rag," he said gently as he knelt beside her, "and I'll give you another." The woman looked up into his powerful, compassionate eyes and saw something there that had paused her tears. The ragman slipped the handkerchief from her hand and used it one last time to dry away the flow of tears from her face. Never taking his eyes from hers, he laid across her palm a linen cloth so clean and new that it shined. She looked down at the new cloth and then back again to the eyes of the man who had given it to her. The ragman slowly leaned forward and touched the woman's forehead, and then turned and walked back to his cart. As he began to pull his cart again, the ragman did a strange thing. He put an old, used, stained handkerchief to his own face, and then he began to weep. He sobbed as grievously as she had done, his shoulders shaking as the tears flowed down his face in a torrent of grief. But looking back to the woman on the porch, I could see that she was left without a tear. She sat with her shoulders high and a look of wonder on her face. "This is amazing," I thought to myself, and I followed the sobbing ragman. Like a curious child who could not turn away from a mystery, I watched the ragman from a distance. "Rags, rags, new rags for old," rang forth his voice. Though it was still strong, it also shook with emotion as he wept. "Rags, I take your old rags, rags." In a little while, the sky showed gray behind the rooftops. It was light enough to make out the shredded curtains and damaged blinds that hung in dark windows. The ragman came upon a girl, sitting curbside, whose head was wrapped in a bandage, eyes as vacant as the windows around her. Blood soaked her bandage, and a single line of blood ran down her cheek. The ragman paused and turned his weeping eyes upon this empty, injured child. Reaching into his cart, he withdrew from it a beautiful yellow hat and walked towards the girl. "Give me your rag," he said softly, "and I'll give you mine." The child did not move and could only gaze at him vacantly while he loosened the bandage, removed it from her head, and tied it to his own instead. I gasped at what I saw. With the bandage went the wound. The girl's head was left unblemished, while the ragman's head began to bleed. He set the hat on the girl's head, and suddenly her eyes took on an understanding that had been missing before. She placed her hand to the side of her head where the bandage had covered the wound that was no longer there. Smiling in wonder, she watched as the ragman rose unsteadily to his feet and moved back to his cart. "Rags, rags, I take old rags," cried out the sobbing, bleeding ragman. "New rags for old, rags." With his powerful arms pulling the cart, he continued on his way. He seemed to be moving faster now with an urgency I hadn't noticed before. He stopped again in front of a man who was leaning against a telephone pole. "Are you going to work?" he asked. The man shook his head. The ragman pressed him. "Do you have a job?" The man looked him up and down, making note of the ragman's weeping eyes and bleeding head before replying, "Are you crazy?" He sneered as he leaned away from the pole, revealing that his right sleeve of his jacket was flat, the cuff stuffed into the pocket. He had no arm. "Give me your jacket," said the ragman firmly, "and I'll give you mine." Such quiet authority in his voice. The one-armed man looked into the other's eyes and then slowly took off his jacket. So did the ragman. I rubbed my eyes in disbelief as I trembled at what I saw. The ragman's arm stayed in its sleeve, and when the other put on the ragman's jacket, he had two good arms, strong as tree limbs. The ragman was left with one. Go to work, he said, as he moved back to the cart. Struggling to make do with one arm, the ragman began to pull his cart again, this time much faster and with greater urgency. He came upon a sleeping old man lying beneath an army blanket, hunched, wizened, and sick. He took that blanket and wrapped it around himself, but for the old man, he left new clothes. And now I had to run to keep up with the ragman. He was weeping uncontrollably and bleeding freely from the forehead. He struggled to pull his cart with one arm while stumbling, falling again and again, exhausted, old, and sick. Yet he moved with terrible speed, nearly sprinting through the alleys of the city, covering block after block and mile upon mile. With a deep sigh, he slowly made a bed from the contents of his cart and lay down on it. He pillowed his head on a handkerchief and a jacket. He covered his old aching bones with an army blanket. His body shook under the load of its injuries and pain and disease. His eyes wept, and the wound under his bandage continued to bleed. With one last deep sigh, he closed his eyes and died. Oh, how I cried to witness that death. I sat down in an old abandoned car and wailed and mourned as one who has no hope. I wept because I had come to love the ragman. As I had followed him, I had watched him work wonders and change lives so profoundly that it didn't seem fair that he was gone. He had taken those things that were soiled and damaged beyond repair and had replaced them with the new and the whole. He had offered hope to the damaged and hurting of that city. But if the ragman was gone, then my hope was gone as well. I felt such an overwhelming sense of grief and loss that I remained in the private seclusion of the rusted-out car and sobbed myself to sleep. I did not know. How could I know? That I slept through Friday night and Saturday and on through Saturday night as well. But then, on Sunday morning, I was awakened by a violence that shook me to the core of my being. Light, pure, hard, insistent light, slammed against my tear-stained face and demanded that I awake. When I was finally able to open my eyes, I blinked against the light and squinted in the direction of the pile of trash where the ragman's body had been. As I looked, I saw the last and the first wonder of all. The ragman was there, yes, but he was no longer dead. He was alive. There he stood, folding the old army blanket carefully and laying it atop the neatly arranged handkerchief and jacket. Besides the scar on his forehead, there was no other evidence of what had previously taken upon himself. There was no sign of sorrow or age, no evidence of illness or deformity. His body was whole and strong, and all the rags that he had gathered shined for cleanliness. I wept to see him again. When I thought that hope had died along with the ragman, I'd abandoned any hope for my own life. And yet there he stood, healthy and whole. Climbing from my shelter, I moved towards the ragman, trembling from what I had seen and because of what I knew I needed to do. Walking to him with my head lowered, I spoke my name to him with shame. Looking up into his clear, loving, compassionate eyes, I spoke with yearning in my voice. Rags, please take my tired rags and replace them with new ones. And he did just that. Taking the old tired rags of my existence that covered the griefs and wounds of my life, he replaced them with the new clothes for a life spent following him. He put new rags on me, and I am now a reflection of the hope he offers to us all. The ragman, the Christ.
Dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for these young adults, one with us in the body of Christ, who are making public affirmation of their baptism.
I present Joshua Mattson, Andrew Vanas, Bryce Wellington, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word and baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. These questions I address to you. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the Church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? The next questions I address to the youth and the congregation. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified,
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in your holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide us.
People of Christ, people of God, do you promise to support these brothers and pray for them in their life in Christ?
We do, and ask God to help and guide us.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give us birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Okay, Andrew and Bryce, if you would want to be seated, and Josh, if you would remain. Yeah, that's good. And invite Josh's family, if they would like to come and place their hands upon him in blessing. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Josh the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. One of you bring the blessing. Do you want to come to the lectern?
Okay. We ask you to pray for Joshua as he finishes one chapter and begins the next of his spiritual journey. We would like to thank our friends, family, and the congregation for all of their support thus far.
Okay, you may go. Andrew? And your family? Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Andrew the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen.
Andrew, may you always know the peace of God and be led by your faith as you grow into adulthood. And may God give us, your family, wisdom as we help to guide you with love and support. May he bless you with a good life, and may you always know his love, grace, and mercy in all the things you do.
Bryce? And family. Some of you can come up here too. Okay, got a few in back yet. Oh, well. Okay, if you all put your hand on the front, people in front of you, see, then we make a... Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Bryce the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen.
Dear Bryce, today as you confirm your faith, we celebrate God's grace and love that is poured out for you and for all of us. We ask for God's blessing as you continue along your journey of faith. While on that journey, remember to be humble, be kind, and always look for the good in others. May you know that God has a plan for you and always with you. God is present in the people who touch your life each day. Listen quietly to the Spirit who is working within you and pray to God with a thankful heart. Amen.
Amen. Let us rejoice with these brothers in Christ. We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world. Amen. We now have a song by the choir.
Welcoming God's reign of righteousness and mercy, let us pray with people of every time and place. Awaken your church to be ready to respond when Christ meets us in the cries of those in need. We lift up the church's mission of care through Lutheran World Relief and other agencies. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for natural resources like oil, coal, trees, sun, water, and wind. Help us to use them wisely. Lord, in your mercy. Answer the cries of your people and the nations caught up in war and destruction. Hold in your care all veterans and their families. Ease the burden of tough memories and bring restoration and wholeness. Lord, in your mercy. Shine your merciful and healing light on the despairing places of our minds and souls. Bring hope in the midst of danger, depression, and illness. We pray especially for Maxine, Kathy, Lexan, Gordon and Carolyn, Lavera, Maxine, Ray, Sandy, Frank, Jerrain, Eileen, Sean, Lavone, Sam, and our companion congregation in Malawi, and Pastor Francis, all those who serve in our military and their families, and all our members and friends residing in care facilities or confined to their homes. Lord, in your mercy. Bless those who prepare for marriage or who have been married in this place. Strengthen all bonds of friendship and relationship in our community. Give us joy in life together. Lord, in your mercy. Keep us alert for Christ's coming, sustained by the promise that we will be reunited with all the faithful who have died. Thank you for their lives of witness. Lord, in your mercy. Receive these prayers and the hopes and concerns of our hearts, O God, as we entrust into your loving care all for whom we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's give thanks to God with our offering. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Amen.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This morning, for receiving the Lord's Supper, we will begin with each of the confirmands and their family, if they'd stand in front of the front pew, and we'll first Josh's family, then Andrew's, then Bryce's, and following that, we invite the whole congregation. Come, for all is prepared. Shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Amen.
The body of Christ given for you. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for you.
Go in peace to serve the Lord. Amen.
Special child. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thank you.
Please rise.
We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meals, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord.
Amen. Like children in the arms of Jesus, receive blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We join in singing Amazing Grace.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.